They could have White Castles at 1:30 in the morning.
Nothing wrong with free food. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444, but don't dial it up, because we're going to call Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
Text, keep us in mind for next week.
Cousin Oliver is currently the guitar player of a band from Los Angeles called The Andersons. The Andersons have a 45 out on the Lime record label, and you can pick it up at Wizard Records in Clifton. This is The Andersons featuring Cousin Oliver on guitar and Derek Anderson on lead vocal with My Life Still Sucks on a Bad Way, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. With My Life Still Sucks in a Bad Way. The Andersons, there's 4-song EP is available on vinyl at Wizard Records down here in Coryville. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
We have on the phone Derek Anderson and Robbie Anderson, or Bobby Anderson, or whatever he calls himself now, from the band The Andersons in Los Angeles, California.
Derek and Bob, welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Rob.
How are things in sunny, romantic Los Angeles?
It was raining today.
You know, it never rains in Southern California.
We were thinking of you all day long.
So tell us about this rockin' 4-song EP.
Well, it's green, it's tasty, it rocks, it pops, it's fun.
Hey, did you guys just talk to Tommy Keane?
No.
No, he talked to Brian Stevens, who's now a solo guy, used to be the Cave Dogs.
Cool. That's really neat that all these pop guys are like coming up, you know, out of the woodwork now. It makes me very, very happy.
Not a moment too soon.
Yeah.
Now, who are we talking to here? We've got Derek Anderson. Which one are you?
That's me.
And we have Bob Anderson. Which one is you?
That would be me.
Okay, and Bob Anderson, you before you were Bob Anderson, you were what?
Huh?
Robbie Younger? Ritz?
What?
Before you were Bob Anderson, who were you?
I was Robbie Wrist.
Okay, and Robbie Wrist was Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
How'd you get that job?
Huh?
How'd you get that job?
Interviewed like any other job. You sort of read for it, and you know, they were like looking at a bunch of kids, and they picked me.
You looked like John Denver back then.
Yeah.
Do you still look like John Denver?
What was that?
Do you still look like John Denver?
No. I think now, I get Elton John a lot now.
It was Drew Kelly there for a while.
I get Drew Carey, sometimes, yeah.
Now, there are those who say that the appearance of Cousin Oliver on the hit show The Brady Bunch was the signal of the beginning of the end of the show.
What do you mean, the signal of the beginning of
the
end of
the
show?
Well, because all the Brady Bunch, those kids were starting to get old, and they weren't that too cute anymore.
The show was pretty much over by the time I got on.
Yeah, but here comes Cousin Oliver bringing a dose of cuteness back into The Brady Bunch.
I did, like, six shows, and, like, you know.
Which one was your favorite?
Hey, Chris.
What?
Does that make him like the Yoko Ono of the Brady Bunch fan?
Kinda, yeah.
I'll never forgive her for breaking up Martin and Lewis.
Yeah, Martin Lewis and thing is big on the West Coast too, Rob.
Great.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Brady Bunch, and then I want to talk about your band some more. But was Marcia as cute in person as she was on TV?
I don't know. I was 9. What does that mean?
When I was 9, I was pre-pubescent. I was all over it, man.
Were you? I wasn't. So, I guess. Sure. Why not? You know what? Yeah, she was.
Have you seen Marshall lately?
No.
Who's the last Brady you've seen lately? I mean, do you keep in touch with any of the Bradys?
I think I talked to Susan briefly. I don't know, maybe.
Which one was
three
Susan?
3 years ago. She's on the radio out here in L.A.
What does she do?
Who's Susan?
She has a talk show.
I think she plays bass too, doesn't she?
She has a talk show. Yeah, she's a bass player too.
Yeah.
Well, which one was Susan?
The youngest one.
Young, with the curls.
I thought she was making pornos. Susan Olsen?
Not only should you not watch so much TV, you should stop reading those magazines too.
So that's not true?
You should stop listening to what people tell you. They're wrong and TV is bad for you.
Well, which one made the porno movie then?
None of them.
I thought that was Alice.
Oh, okay. Alice.
Oh, that's who it was. So, do you guys play out a lot as the Andersons?
Well, we took about a 2-month break there, but now we're starting to get back into it again. We played last Thursday, had a great, great show. We're going to be playing again Saturday. We've got a show coming up in May at the House of Blues here in L.A.
When are you going to play the Viper Room in front of a bunch of dead rock stars and dead pseudo movie stars?
I'm choosing to really, you know, not have my crack overdose until I go to the Viper Room.
That's what you should do. You should wait. Wait until you get invited there.
Yeah, that's what I think. That'll be like the real culmination of like, you know, a lifelong career.
Well, when are you going to load up the old mystery machine and trek across this great country of ours and play Cincinnati, Denver, Houston, and all points in between?
That's Derek?
Huh?
When?
How about next Tuesday?
All right, sure.
Actually, we have been entertaining the thought of somehow taking our little show on the road there, but nothing's in progress right now, but we're thinking about it. We're going to be hopefully working on that shortly.
Well, listen, Bob Anderson, a.k.a. Cousin Oliver. You guys are a great band. The Andersons, you're an up-and-coming band. You haven't gone platinum yet, so I'm sure you're still doing a lot of marketing, trying to get the name out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you include the fact that you're Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch in your press kit? Do you tell the whole world that in order to garnish a little interest?
No,
or do you
that,
try
that
to skate
like,
over it?
That would be like Bob Dylan's kid saying that he's Bob Dylan kid in that band that he's in.
Yeah, he's in a band called the Wallflowers, and he won't tell anybody that he's Dylan's kid, but everybody knows.
You know, can you blame him?
But yeah, why doesn't he go by Jacob Zimmerman? Why does he go by Jacob Dylan? If you can see a guy strumming an acoustic guitar and his last name's Dylan...
Why are all those lots of guys named Dylan, aren't there? There's a guy in 90210, his name's Dylan.
Maybe Bob had his name legally changed at some point.
Huh, what?
I don't know. Do you think Bob Dylan had his name legally changed?
I'm sure. I wonder if like his tax return says Bob Zimmerman.
Does it?
I don't know.
We may never know.
We'll find out in coming weeks.
What?
We will find out in some coming weeks here because they have a new album out.
Oh, cool.
So we'll find out. But anyway, the Andersons, what's the next? You're going to play the House of Blues.
Yeah.
Is that Dan Aykroyd's joint?
Uh-huh.
Is he going to be there?
I don't know. Is he?
Well, maybe he can come up on stage with
him. I don't know.
You guys aren't blues. How come you're playing House of Blues? They let non-blues acts there?
Yeah, they do now. I don't know if he's that big a pop fan, Dan Aykroyd. I think you have to make music that was done before 1968.
Who were you playing with that night? Any big stars?
Cockeyed Ghost, The Wondermints. Who else?
Baby Lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
The Negro Problem.
Oh, Negro Problem's playing too, yeah.
That's what they used to call a package show back in the old days.
It's really amazing. They're all pop bands, and they're all really, really excellent.
Are you scared?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm not scared of anything. I was on the Brady Bunch.
Are you scared of that damn dog?
Okay, so check it out. The Andersons on the Lime record label, Lime Vinyl. It's available locally at Wizards. The Andersons, we're going to check out a song called Retro Girl. Tell us about this song, then we're going to play it, Derek.
Well, it's got a good beat. You can dance to it. I give it a 92.
All right, thanks a lot, Andersons.
See ya.
Later.
This is it. Retro Girl by The Andersons, available at Wizards. Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show.